This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch. Get up and lift this motherfucker's butt open. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
I got it.
Ham radio.
Make that clitty big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back.
Scumbag!
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me,
not the Earwax Show?
Is that the Earwax Show? Yay! Good evening, everybody.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy, man.
Yeah. 718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Hi.
How you doing?
Fuck is wrong.
We are live. On the HamRadioShow.com, go to HamRadioShow.com, as well as part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Also, we are live on the Ham Cam is live.
That's
right there.
Yeah.
Facebook Live Suite, fully active. Fran in there, Mike in there, Jamie in there, Steve in there. So many people.
Danny's
just
not
saying
in there.
Hi. Danny's not in there. He's about to go in there now. Danny, open the door and let yourself in,
that's
man.
Right.
Oh, there's the door. He's going in.
Sounds like a fart.
It was a combination of the two.
I'm telling you.
It's a creaky door. Doorbell, hello.
Hello.
Hello, is this Danny? Danny, are you in the hole yet? No, Oh, Danny's still opening the door. Hold on. Yes, Danny?
I think Bill's trying to poke through the back door.
He might go.
Wow.
No, it's my back door, Brown Eye. No. The ham cam, fully operational. Like I said, it's in the Facebook suite. All you have to do is go to my Facebook page, and boom, you can actually see the show. Feel the show, taste the show.
Anybody who sees it never comes back.
Yeah, if you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, that's true.
Nah, you I don't that? Know why. It's a, you know,
wait, wait, what?
All these people say, I'm a first time listener.
First time listener. last time listener. No time caller.
That's it.
718-577-1389. If you feel like you're getting froggy and you want to call us, feel free. We're here for you.
I know.
We're here.
What a week this has been.
It's a big week. Today. On the show,
I know.
We have porn royalty.
I'm hot.
Porn royalty.
I got a Woody.
I
Joe,
will,
put your pants back on.
I have a Woody.
I have probably masturbated to this woman more times than any other porn star in the game, and I've masturbated to them all.
Yes, you have.
That's right, my baby sperm.
That's disgusting.
Can I hear my baby sperm one more time? Is it possible? Hey, mom, baby. There it is. That's what it sounds like when I come. I make that giggle noise. That's all I do.
That's kind of scary,
it
but
is.
I believe
it. It is true.
Penises.
Porn royalty. It's going to be here.
Help! Help!
That's her screaming. We have her locked up in the back.
Well,
the one and
very
only.
Very large. That's what it is.
The one and only Jessie Jane will be here on the program today. Yes. Jessie Jane. I'm telling you, and she's
so gorgeous,
she hasn't
huh?
skipped a beat.
Wow.
I've seen recent pictures of her.
Yeah.
We put up the promotional picture of her.
Mm-hmm.
She has not skipped a beat. She still is ridiculously hot.
I know.
And as by the way, she's here as per Dallas Novelty. Go to Dallas Novelty Toys. Go to DallasNovelty.com for further details. But even if you go to the site, if you go to their site. Right there. The queen is back.
Yeah.
The queen is back.
Unreal.
And by the way, you can buy her line. She's here plugging.
All anatomically correct.
Her signature line of sex toys
yeah.
from XR Brands, who, by the way, make the toys
they do, yes.
for her. So me and Joe, we were just rifling through some of them. And
yeah.
I'm thinking I might pick up the doggy style.
Why don't we chip in?
We can all, we should get
share?
One.
Wow.
That would be nice.
Wow. All I can say is wow.
Thank you, Steve Martin.
Thank you.
I think we should maybe get one for the room.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
One for the room.
Hang it on the wall or something. You know?
It's possible.
Yeah.
By the way, I got yelled at by Lainey. Lainey was
What's
telling
for?
Me, our porn wrangler,
yeah, sure.
Lainey, was yelling to me about the, my, remember I said I haven't completely cleaned my fleshlight.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And I just threw it out because
right.
I was afraid of what microorganism was growing.
Well, I can imagine what would be growing with your sperm.
Oh, it had to be amazing stuff.
I'm telling you.
But I went out there, and I was free. I was speaking from the truth. I was honest from my heart,
yeah.
Telling everybody, because we don't lie on the show.
No,
I'm honest.
We don't.
If anything, I'm too honest. And I get yelled at. For being honest with my listeners,
absolutely.
With the people.
Yeah.
Danny tells me I give too much. I give too much, Danny says.
So why did the lady get mad?
Because she said that's the most disgusting thing she's fucking heard.
Well,
she said, wash your shit.
Yeah, well, she's right about
now,
that.
Now, I washed it, but I haven't used it in so long that I was afraid that there was something in it.
Soaking and rubbing
alcohol. No, I don't want...
You think somebody else used it instead of you?
Set it on fire, maybe? I don't know. What I did was I took it out. I didn't even look at it. I just took the can, put it in a garbage can, and threw it the fuck out.
I had a penis stolen.
My sensors indicate we have a problem.
Yes, we talked right over Joe. What happened, Joe?
I had a penis stolen from you know,
from
I had
where?
From the house. I think it was one of the servicemen that came to service my boiler.
You had a
back
penis?
It up.
Yeah, you know.
Penis stolen from
real,
the house?
Not a real
what
penis.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody just cut off a dick and ran.
No, you know how the guys, they send us all this stuff? We have like 48 penises back there and vaginas and everything. In the can.
They stole the flush jack. That's what he's
saying. Yeah, one of them is missing.
He took a long way to get there.
Wait a minute, somebody stole it from our prize closet?
From our prize closet, yeah.
Somebody stole from me, you mean?
Well, yeah.
Let's rephrase this situation. Yeah. Yes, this is your studio, and yes, you are the head engineer.
Yeah.
And yes,
yes
this is your home.
I'm in charge of the penises.
You live here, and you are in charge of the penises.
Yes.
I want them dead.
There you go. That's your boss telling you.
I didn't know what I'm going to do. Call a guy back up and say, "Hey, I want my dick back, man." What am I going to say?
Excuse me. I was wondering if you had my penis.
I'm assuming, yeah. I'm not accusing you of nothing, but my penis is missing. You know, do you do?
Someone came here.
I have my boiler serviced.
Okay. Wait a minute. So it was a perfect stranger.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Guy. It wasn't one, though, because Danny, he also has people in here.
Yeah. All of the penis. Yeah.
He also has people in here who do, recordings, bands come in here.
Yeah, but that stuff is in the back. I keep it. It's like, where the boiler is
it's
in the
buried.
Back of the room.
Right. Okay.
It's in there. I have a whole basket full of this. Right.
Take me through this. A maintenance guy comes in. He's coming to fix the boiler.
He fixes the boiler.
So you have to move the dicks out of the way.
Well, no, the dicks are there. Like, they're really not by.
So the dicks, he can see the dicks. Well, they're not hidden. You didn't hide the dicks.
There's this whole basket. I have this big
basket. You got a basket of dicks.
Yeah. It's got everything. Dicks, porn.
It's all
movies,
about the
dicks. You know.
All right, so
all the stuff we get from they send us.
And was he did he make a comment about
no,
the dicks?
No, he didn't. But that's when I noticed. Like after he left, I noticed that it was sort of like kerfuffled.
Yeah.
And I looked in the basket,
and you were missing a can,
and one of the cans was missing.
Oh wait, so he took the can, or he opened the can, take the dick out, and then put the can back?
No, they took the whole thing. Like
Oh motherfucker!
So like I have a dick missing.
Somebody stole. Yeah.
I gotta call Saren. That's the hidden place.
Somebody stole Joe's dick.
Yeah. What do you say? Like, if I told a guy, something's missing from my house, he's going to say, what is it?
Well, Carla, by the way, in the Facebook Live
stream. Son of a bitch.
Yeah. In the Facebook Live stream, Carla Force, saying, she said, it was either her or it was Marcus.
She
didn't know who it was.
It wasn't you guys. You guys can have it. You don't have to ask for it. Steal it. I give it to you.
Pervy, you can call in now if you want. No one's going to be calling in during the actual, when we have porn royalty in here, when Jesse Jane is in here.
I'm going to have to keep all that stuff under lock and key when people are around or something.
You have to lock up your dicks.
Well,
you just can't have your dicks running amok.
I got to tell you, we got to start giving some of this stuff away. We have so much of it.
How much stuff do we have?
Oh, we got a lot. It's not all dicks. It's like.
Can we bring it to Goodwill?
How about that? Like maybe.
No, serious. I'm dead serious. Because you know how they do toy drives?
Yeah.
We can do sex toy drives.
Do they have sex toy drives?
I don't know.
But, for adults.
What about the fucking homeless people?
Why don't we donate to a senior citizens club or
there's
something?
There's needy, sexy people, too.
There's needy, sexy people all the time.
Wait, your biggest dickers hears of this.
No, but seriously, we have a shitload of stuff. Can we take an inventory one day?
Sure, if you want.
What do you think we have?
Well, I have
a shitload of porn.
I have a lot of porn movies.
I know.
Maybe about 30 or 40 porn movies. There's a bunch of games. There's a couple of porn games.
Porn games?
Board
games, yeah.
Games where you take your clothes off.
We've had so many guests on the show.
There's, a couple of butt plugs.
We have butt plugs.
We have, all sorts of insertable devices, things like that.
I want to be a woman.
Well.
Yeah.
We probably have the equipment in the room.
We have it. I have one more dick and one more pussy.
Does anybody want free crap?
This calls for immediate discussion.
If you come down to the studio, I will literally hand you free shit.
As long as you provide the proper ID.
Yes, you have to have proof of your age.
You got to be at least 18 years of age.
21. Was it 21 in New York?
I say screw it. We go for 21 to cover 21 our ass.
Let's go. Right, yeah. Why does everything have to do with Billy's ass? Now we're covering his ass?
The gays have the
butt. I said
our. That's right.
Our collective ass?
Our, yes.
Joe's the one that got a penis stolen.
Well, yeah, I'm almost positive it was stolen. It's missing, right? I have a missing penis. So where did it go? It was the only guy back there that I didn't know was the guy from the service,
So Enrique stole your penis?
Oh, maybe.
All right, two things.
I don't know why I made a Mexican in our scenario, but
Giggles wants some free shit, so Bill, bring a home song.
How about we send during the show today?
Yeah.
We send Billy and Joe go to the prize closet.
Okay.
And then Billy picks out maybe three random things.
Yeah, take
it. And just takes it back with him.
Yeah.
Since you're the only
one. Get a bucket.
I have no woman to stick these things in.
Yeah.
You do.
Right.
And your woman does like butt plugs and vibrators.
And he has a woman that likes to stick things in.
Yeah.
And two.
You're not fucking her, right? Yeah. So let's get her a dick.
And two.
You have any dicks left for this woman?
Yeah. And the second thing is.
Yes.
Is I don't buy Joe's story, and I would like to go to Seaview Avenue to get Joe an X-ray.
First off, you're making it local. You want to take Joe to the hospital. You didn't have to say Seaview Avenue. To the hospital to get Joe an X-ray because you think the dick is up his ass.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I think it is.
Yeah, I've been
Joe,
walking
when,
and, get the machine that goes. Bend-
when was the last time that you took a dump, Joe?
Oh, I actually.
Yes, actually.
This morning was a good day.
You had a good,
yeah,
a good bowel movement.
No, I have been, and really, I told you I had this vertigo.
Yes.
I was it never happened to me before, Billy. This was really terrible. I woke up yesterday morning and the room was spinning like I had been drinking vodka for 3 days.
Was it spinning spinning like you had a cock in your ass?
Well, I've never had that, so I don't know. But
gays
you know,
have the butt.
It was horrible. Like you know, nauseous and everything.
Right.
It was bad. And it still got a little touch of it, to be honest. I can't put my head down or anything like that.
But did you put your head up?
What about
your ass?
Did you check your blood pressure?
I don't know. I don't have high blood pressure as a rule, but I never checked it. You know,
I don't hold on for a second. I don't have high blood pressure as a rule.
Yeah, well, you know, my blood pressure.
What does that mean?
Good.
He doesn't have a history of saying of high blood pressure.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be a rule. You dyslexic fuck. Yeah.
But if anybody out there knows a cure for vertigo, let me know.
It's cocks in the ass.
That's what it is. Get
just so you know.
Now we know why he's
up there.
Now we know why he was looking for the missing cock.
Carla, I'm not sending you the shit. If you want to come, like maybe I'll mail you. I don't want to mail you a dick.
Why not? We'll put it in a brown bag wrapper.
I will tell you right now. I will send some maybe to Pervy the Clown, but Pervy's got to do a video of. With Kinky Candy, of toys that the Ham Radio Show has sent you.
Yeah.
And she's got to use said toys. And then you make a video of it.
Okay.
And you call it, The Ham Radio Presents Pervy the Clown Gives Presents to Kinky Candy.
Oh, yeah, maybe we can
like
write...
That.
And there was much rejoicing.
Maybe on the dick we can write hamradioshow.com.
Well, they can do that.
We'll have to be
like I don't want to touch the dick.
I don't remember what it's called, but I dug it up. I still have it in the packaging.
What
anything.
Do you have?
It was a dentist that invented it. It was the mouth guard with the vibrator in it.
Wait, hold on. I got to remember it. Oh, fuck.
But anyway, let me describe it to the people at
home.
Yes,
please do.
Well, it's like a mouth. Just think of a sports mouthpiece. That's
it was a blowjob thing, right?
Yeah. But, and you put it in your
The blow guard?
Yeah, the blow guard.
The blow guard.
You put that in your mouth.
Shit,
and it has
I had
a little vibrator
that.
Thing over there, and you can.
Now, that, Billy, would you like that? Would you like that? See, that's something. I would give to Billy to get it. I almost called the freckles to give it to the giggles to use.
I don't know. Does she have any giggles?
Does giggles blow you? Like is that a thing? Or
oh, like he's going to tell
you? No. Hold on. The reason I ask, and I was so brash about asking, is because some broads don't do that.
Right.
Some broads go,
oh,
no,
yes, please do,
and they sound like that when they do it. But some broads don't do that. So I'm asking Billy. Is there blowjobs? You don't have to tell me how many frequently they get them. I'm saying, is there blowjobs? Like, do they exist in your world?
It does happen.
All right, so then...
Let's look this way. Have you ever been blown?
No, that's a different question.
Because
Billy has totally been blown before.
Oh, you have, huh?
I've seen it.
Oh, I heard you did it.
I did it. I mean, I've seen it.
I don't want to know.
What? Is this on? Sorry. My fault.
Yeah. The gays have the butts.
Not one time.
No, I know. They do, yeah.
See, Pervy the Clown says that's a great idea.
Ooh. Sure.
That we send Pervy some sex toys. That way we also, number one, clean out the closet.
Right. Yeah. And
we send him some sex toys.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is Kinky Candy uses said sex toys. And it's like cross promotion. I don't know why there was a car in there.
Because he said Hong Kong, so I'm
it's more these honks.
I know, but...
then the fucking tractor trailer that just came by.
Really,
holy shit, it scared my poop.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's one way of getting rid of shit. The blow guard, which is not even in our prize closet, but it's a mouth guard that vibrates. So when she's
it does all
doing oral sex to Billy, when she's giving him a mouth hug, that boom, it will vibrate. I think Billy should try it out. I think Giggles should get it as a gift. She'll be happy because she got a gift. We'll even throw in a cock from the prize closet.
You know, that's a great idea, Billy. Next time it's a birthday or something, you put a bow on it. They can't refuse it.
Yeah.
I'll sneak it in.
This is your present.
I got this for you, honey. I was thinking of you.
One size fits most.
It's a titillator.
Look at it.
While I'm at it, I'll buy a vacuum, too, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's the second gift.
I'll stick it in his briefcase.
After you're done, you say, now clean the house.
I've always wanted a blender.
Right? Yeah.
Now, spend the money. Get a Cuisinart. It does a lot of things.
Sure.
God damn it. Huh? All right. So, are you going to give? Let's end this segment with an actual with some closure. Ooh. Are you going to give him the blowguard?
I'll give him the blowguard.
All right, but then
matter of fact, it's in a closet located in his apartment.
There you go.
Okay.
So, Giggles, here's what you're going to do. I want Giggles to I want a book report. About how I want you to take the mouth guard from Danny as a gift. Billy, give the mouth guard to Giggles. Giggles blows Billy. I want to hear if the blow guard worked well.
Matter of fact, Facebook Live it.
Oh, yeah.
That's not happening. See, now you went too far, Danny. Now that's not going to happen.
What's the other one? Instagram?
Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. We'll Instagram put it on there, too.
All right, wait. What did Uncle Eddie do now? Not Giggles. This is from Pervy. Uncle Eddie, you said you were going to hook me up with my favorite porn star. Okay, so it's Jessie, Uncle Eddie. So please ask her for me to be on the show. I will ask her. Please somebody remind me.
That's right.
When Jessie Jane is on the show, to please do the Pervy the Clown show.
Okay.
Okay. That way Pervy and Kinky Candy can get together and with Jessie and do a nice thing.
You'd have to go through Lainey, though, would you?
Well, you go through Lainey. Yeah. Yeah, but they will get together. I will ask.
Yeah.
I will
if
do
we
my
recommend
part.
It. It should
look.
Go
I am not
well.
The. I am only the middleman. I'm not the agent.
Hook him up with Lainey.
I will. I will get it out there. We will see what we can do.
You're gonna take it out there.
He's
I'm not gonna take
start
it
the ball rolling.
I'm gonna break the ice, fuckhead.
Oh
yes.
It's
among
like,
other
can I ask
things.
You, Joe has been in business for how long? He doesn't understand how business works.
No, I don't.
It's like the weirdest thing. He's been in business for fucking 70,000 years.
That's right. And very successful.
And very successful.
I would say it worked well.
But has no clue. He's like, oh, you're going to send it out? No, fucker. I'm not going to fucking Pervy's house and going, hey, this is Jesse. That's a vagina. Let's go.
Can I show you this?
No, I was going to fucking, you know, go and try to be, I'm going to try to broker the deal. Yes. I really, you hurt my brains.
Oh, I tell you.
You hurt my fucking brains. So somebody please, like, write it down on a piece of paper and say Pervy. And I might think you're talking to me, but it might be about Pervy the Clown.
Sure.
So we'll make that happen. We will ask Jessie Jane when we get here, when she, you know, does the show later. One thing I also, we're having an even bigger guest next week.
I know, and you won't tell me. It's Bruce
and
Willis.
And Joe is the only one that doesn't know, and he keeps insisting it's Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis, I know.
But
I told you, it's T.J. Hooker.
It's not Bruce Willis.
Captain Kirk?
It's not Captain Kirk. It is not Bruce Willis.
You sure?
I will give you a clue when we come back.
Is his initials B.W.?
No. I will give you, or should I give a clue? Danny, should that be my tease?
Yeah, I want a key.
Should I make Joe think about it during the break?
Yeah, give me
make
a clue.
That, yeah, make that the cock tease.
Okay, so here's the cock tease.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Joe.
Yes.
Next week on this show, we are having, and I've already told you that he is an actor in both movies and television.
It's Bruce Willis.
It is not Bruce Willis.
He's the only one.
He's the only guy who's ever done both. All right, now listen. Here. He's in a movie that is out right now that is getting critical acclaim.
What's the name
of the movie? And I'm not giving you the name of the movie. He's in a movie that's right now. He's out in a movie right now that's got critical acclaim, and he will be in one of the hottest anticipated sequels coming up literally in, I think, a month.
A movie sequel?
A movie sequel.
Boy, is this great.
All right. He's so like he's in. Hold on. Let me repeat it so you can pay attention. Pay attention.
Well, Bruce Willis is Die
Hard. Because
off.
Everyone at home is playing this game, too.
Die Hard 7.
Listen. It's not Die Hard 7. Listen. He's in a movie that is out right now that is getting critical acclaim.
Okay.
And he is going to be in one of the hottest, most anticipated sequels.
Denzel Washington?
Coming in a couple of months.
Oh.
And if it was Denzel Washington, I wouldn't even fucking tease it. I just go, Denzel Washington is coming next week on the show.
Academy Award.
All right? This is...
This guy ever win an Academy Award?
This guy has not won an Academy Award.
Oh, I don't think Bruce Willis has won one.
But I want you, while we're at the break... Now, I want you to shut the fuck up.
Okay.
And I want you to think.
Okay.
I want you to actually use that chestnut that's in between your fucking ears.
What's the guy's initials?
And I want you to think. His initials are F-U-J-O-E. Okay? Now think before you speak. You have a full break to think about this. And I will insist that you not say it's Bruce Willis again, because it is not. And you're going to make me have to beg to try to get Bruce Willis on this
show. I don't go to the movies.
God damn it.
I don't know the new movies coming out.
All right. So while Joe thinks about who is the huge guest that's next week on this very program, you too can play along too as well. Okay. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about snorting condoms.
It's Bruce Willis.
After these words. Yeah!
Fire player one.
Yeah!
This is Ham Radio.
Why don't you come to my place? I'll show you my beefy bologna. How would you like my bony macaroni? Or my fatty Alfredo? Or my hard salami? I got them all.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Jeff Bridges, the dude.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You are listening to...
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Ham Radio.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying, get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realized I saw my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me. But it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it now, I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet sweets. I like the sushi because it's never touch a frying pan. I like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like the am rhymes because of all of my value. Bert Kemper's got the
money. I had to fart.
You try to match wits. You try to win.
Yeah.
Can I make a break and take a pick? I like a stinking ache and shake. I like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show because then you'll know the vertigo is going to go because it's so dangerous.
You had to sign a waiver.
I tell you, this music makes me want to bend.
Yes. Danny, did you play this? Because one of the guesses was a Canadian as the big guest next week on the show.
Ooh. Sure, why not?
It's the Ham Radio Show. Speaking of bare naked ladies, our Spank Bank Girl of the Week, Jessie Jane, porn royalty, will be on the show today.
Is she Canadian?
No. She is not Canadian.
Oh, okay.
But the guest that was thrown out, which I believe was thrown out as Ryan Reynolds. Where did you see that, by the way?
Somebody guessed it.
Where did someone guess it? Because I don't see it on my list here.
Brandon Bishop.
Where did Brandon Bishop? Brandon there it is. Brandon Bishop said, it's me.
That's right.
And then he said, no, Ryan Reynolds rules.
That's right.
Now I will say this.
Okay.
It's close.
Close?
It's close.
Oh.
Now that's...
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds is incorrect.
Oh, let me...
Where is my... Where the fuck is that shit?
I can't do that.
What about the other guy who works here?
The other guy?
What about Eeyore?
The other guy is busy packing a movie van and live in Silicon Valley.
That son of a bitch. Oh, I'm sorry, Dan. Billy wasn't here. I didn't turn his mic on. Oh. Huh, Billy?
Right.
1 week should you look at me. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. All right, so the clue so far, it's close to Ryan Reynolds. And
Ryan Gosling,
the gentleman in question. Now I just let that out of the
bag. Bob Ryan's Express.
I said it's a gentleman. Oh. The gentleman in question has a major motion picture that's getting critical acclaim that he's in now, and going to be in the hottest, most highly anticipated sequel.
I got it
coming up in about a month.
And he just left,
or a month or 2 months.
And he just left Silicon Valley.
He just left Silicon Valley.
Did he live there? Or
yes.
He know. I believe he worked there. He lived and worked there.
He lived and worked there.
Possibly. Yeah.
So let's see if Joe can figure it out.
I can't figure it out.
Let's see if the chat room can figure it out. Go to right there in the Facebook.
Bruce Willis, I was dead.
Well, Bruce Willis, you said wrong. Did you? And you said Burt Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds is not right.
Ryan Reynolds is not right, but. Close.
They could be linked, perhaps?
They could be linked, possibly linked in some way, shape, or form, William. Oh. Okay. And that could be another clue.
Reynolds Rap.
It's not Reynolds Rap. You also said Ryan Gosling, which is not the answer. These are all, by the way, names that if Denzel Washington, Ryan Reynolds, and Ryan Gosling were coming on the show, I wouldn't even beat around the bush.
No.
Literally would turn the mic on. I don't even think I would play the intro to the show.
Yeah.
I would just say... By the way, Denzel Washington next week on the program.
Yeah.
I don't think I would possibly milk it at all. I'm milking it now because it's fun because you're old.
Well, if he comes on the show.
And you know nothing.
We'll give him free porn.
I will give him whatever he can get.
Yeah.
If Denzel Washington goes on the show, he gets free reign of the prize closet.
Yeah.
He gets to go in there and just, if he wants
he
can take a dick if he wants a dick, Danny.
And he can fix my boiler.
I'm not telling Denzel Washington he can't have a dick.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm not going to do that.
That's right.
I'm not going to do that. In the Facebook live suite, there has been the question posed to everyone. Anyone have any guesses who is going to be the big surprise guest next week on the program?
Well, if they
guess it's not a surprise.
Is this person participating in our Deadpool bingo?
That might be another clue, Danny, but I don't think he's participating in the Deadpool bingo, but he has participated in Deadpool bingos before.
Oh, he's
old. Not a word.
So
he's an old guy.
No.
How could he not be old by the
end of the Deadpool? He will not get... Maybe if Billy gives some kind of weird beat around the bush clue, because Billy is like that. Billy, have you ever heard Billy
I've
speak?
Got nothing for him.
Wow.
I got nothing.
That's a fucking first
I don't believe
to run
this
through.
You can't but presume that Pooh-Bingo would not be old.
I gave two clues with two things.
No, I said he has. He's not participating.
Sean Connery?
It's not Sean Connery. Oh, okay. If yet again, that is another A-list celebrity that if Sean fucking Connery was coming on this program, I would literally take out a full-page ad in every paper in New York City. To say Sean fucking Connery is coming on the Ham Radio Show.
It's not Kirk Douglas, is it?
It is not Kirk Douglas.
Well, you said Sean.
Joe?
Yes.
You're automatically going old. You should be going young.
Young?
Just saying.
You got any emojis for this?
I don't even know what emoji
he's not
going
to. He didn't get it when he said Deadpool Bingo. He's going to get emojis?
That's the only thing I know.
And Silicon Valley. He didn't get that either.
He didn't get that one either.
Well, I was supposed to get this. Was he make lubricant?
I just
title?
Named three things that
the guy has done. He has named them.
He can be
literally.
To.
I don't watch Silicon Valley.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's fine. But
I watch The Sopranos. I
don't but at least you know that it's a show.
Oh, yeah, I do know it's a show.
So now, if you know that Silicon Valley's a big deal.
If he's coming on, I'll watch it next week.
Okay. Excellent. He's not on it anymore.
Okay.
That's why I said he left the moving van from Silicon Valley.
I thought he lived in Silicon Valley.
Okay, so now you have at least that much, right?
Yeah.
So now if you know that Silicon Valley is a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. I know we were going to talk about snorting condoms, but that can wait a second. Because I want to see if Joe can do this.
I can't do this. Because
I don't think he knows the guy's name no matter what.
That's right. If you told me who he was, I'd probably go, okay. Yeah.
I've said his first name
me too,
twice.
Joe. You're okay.
You
okay.
See? We're not up on
but
the
he's,
new
But
style.
He's been in 9 million things that you've watched.
Yes. Ooh. You wouldn't, like.
I mean, if I saw his face, I'd recognize him.
If you saw his face, you totally recognize him because he has a very recognizable face.
Well, it's too bad
because
he's
also a stand-up comic, which is what he's promoting here next week on the program.
He stands up.
He stands up, and he sometimes sits down.
Okay.
But he stands up most
of
the time.
Well, that would be a sit-down comic.
Well, that's what we do.
Yeah.
Oops. All right. So, now we have... Now we have Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Bingo.
Deadpool Bingo.
Close to Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
Was once on, not once, was on Silicon Valley,
wrong.
But not on Silicon Valley anymore. And Billy threw the curveball, the emojis.
Yeah, look, see, they're on the screen.
All right. So now that is like literally throwing out a whole buttload of stuff.
Right.
All right, so now if that is your clues, Joe, because I'm not going to just keep throwing out these softballs to you.
If it's not a guy like I don't
if
recognize.
If you have Google,
yeah,
Joe,
yeah,
in front of you right now.
I got a computer.
Okay, if you type in,
yeah,
Deadpool,
but
Silicon Valley,
okay,
emojis.
And he's very talented at training dragons.
And very talented at training dragons. And talented stand-up comedian.
He trains dragons?
He trained my dragon once.
Was he on House of...
House of Cards? Are you thinking Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones.
No.
I'm talking about an animated dragon.
Animated dragon? Like Puff? You know?
Like Puff the Magic Dragon,
oh,
yes.
God.
Very close.
Well, you know.
How to Train Your Dragon.
God damn it. Peter I don't Paul watch and Mary, ain't it?
I don't watch
We're
going
to have the band on, aren't we?
Yeah. Nobody knows Puff.
Now, you know what's funny, though?
What?
Now, as soon as you said that, Puff the Magic Dragon came in my head, and now
Puff
I want to sing
Magic
it.
No.
Find it.
No.
Oh, wait, is that the thing that makes Billy cry?
Oh, it did once. It did once.
No, what was the song that makes Billy cry? There is a song that makes Billy cry.
Get Giggles on it. She'll tell us.
I don't fucking know. No, remember we couldn't sing it because it was like we couldn't play it.
Why, it's a dirty song?
No, it's like a sad song.
Oh.
I don't know.
Because I remember he lived,
last week, don't take us off the air.
I know that he went through the windshield of a car listening to.
Oh.
No, listening.
Doesn't make me cry.
No. I'm trying to figure out what the song is. I know you were listening to.
I have no idea.
That was, what the fuck is the name of the band?
It was a Floyd song.
Pink Floyd.
Song.
And Billy went through the windshield of a car because he fell asleep.
I've dozed off during it.
And he went right through the windshield of a car. That I remember.
That's don't listen to this while driving.
But I remember there's a song that Billy can't hear. Oh. This is like a long time ago.
Why, what happened? It brings back like bad memories, Bill?
Something about his childhood where he was touched. I don't remember everything about
it. Well, that's good because
I don't remember it either.
I recall it was something like we were in when we were in WNJC.
Oh, yes.
And Billy was...
I'm in Philadelphia.
He let it slip that this song was not... I don't know what it was.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Is it this song, Billy?
I know.
I love it.
No, Joe, this is a nice song.
This is Puff the Magic Dragon.
It's about drugs, isn't it?
What, you got a half channel on there?
Yep.
No, it's in stereo. It's just
no,
fucking...
it's not. Yes, you only get one channel out of
that. You're getting only one side.
Well, I'm not pointing it.
What's his
name? Well, actually, it's more trippy now with the one channel.
Right.
Yeah.
This is like why, when you're on drugs.
This is why when Joe does mixes, it has so much reverb.
That's right.
I didn't hear it, so I just put reverb all over it.
I get it. I understand it.
By the way, I killed this. By the way.
Yeah.
You remember the last week also when CBS yelled at us?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Sure, yeah.
When CBS yelled at us?
Yeah.
We were found innocent.
Okay. I told you we were.
I was sent the email this morning, by the way.
Yeah.
CBS found that we were not in violation.
Can we sue them now?
CBS agreed with us.
Can we sue them?
And we can play it, by the way.
Well, let's not start sucking each other's dicks quite yet.
Not yet. Well, Pervy the Clown said he also made a porn called Puff the Magic Dragon.
So
I'm just saying, it's been done, ladies. Figure it out.
Okay.
Did he snort condoms while doing it?
By the way, what the fuck is that?
How do you do that?
I made a joke the other day. I said, also, by the way, if you're going to snort condoms, at least let me put it on first.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to figure out.
That's funny.
Thank you. I'm very funny. I'm trying to figure out where exactly the idea came from. Like, why did someone say, hey, I got a great idea.
Yeah.
Why don't we take a lubricated piece of rubber that could probably suffocate us?
Stick it up my
nose.
And
let me stick it in every air passageway that I have. Like, literally, so you take the condom, you shove it up your nose.
Right.
And then it comes out, you snort it like you're doing a line of blow.
This is the future of our country.
And it comes out your throat because it follows the air passage.
But that's going to hurt.
Yeah.
The moronic condom snorting challenge is taking over social media. All right, condoms might make for safer sex, but not now because they're at the center of the riskiest, guys. Social media challenge called, of course, the condom snorting challenge.
I think it's a part of the culture that we have so much. These kids have so much today. They just have to do weird things to keep themselves amused. I mean, first it was the cinnamon challenge. Remember the cinnamon challenge?
Yes.
Cinnamon.
After the cinnamon, then they decided to suck.
But cinnamon, if you drank a little bit of water, you're going to live.
Yeah, but then they sucked down Tide capsules. Come on, Tide?
Yeah.
Tide pods.
They didn't put like a silly straw in a tub of Tide.
Well, it's the same thing. I wouldn't say it will make it easier for them.
Yeah.
Well, Tide Pods are in nice candy-shaped portions.
And then what is it? The choking during sex? You got to choke somebody during sex?
That's self-asphyxiation.
Where the fuck was that? That's not a challenge. That's a great night.
For you.
That's a fetish.
Yeah, that's big.
No, but, what was that kid?
That's a date with Carla Force.
Well, Robin Chambers. You wind up killing a girl in the park doing that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, crazy, man. You know, to me, love making.
Did you just bring up
like,
a case? Did you just bring up the preppy?
Right.
Yeah.
The guy
Chambers
from the Central Park. What was the? Right. Was it the preppy murder? What was
the preppy killer?
Preppy killer. Yeah.
He was a crazy.
I was right the first time. I didn't know if I was right because it's just a fucking.
He's out of jail already.
He got that preppy. All right. Now, what I found on this snorting condom thingy is, there was a guy, Matt the Tube Crowley.
The Tube.
Yes.
Matt the Tube Crowley.
He was a performer in the Jim Rose Circus Sideshow.
Oh, I have the DVD from Baxter gave me, the Jim Rose Sideshow thing.
And during the 90s, this was a staple in his show where he would snort a fucking condom through.
Well, he's a professional.
Yeah, well, people always try shit they're not supposed to.
Yeah, well.
Crazy. Like, I mean, who looked at a fucking frog and went,
oh, I got to lick that.
Oh, yeah,
high.
Man.
You know, it's like.
Suck that frog down.
Yeah, but
boy.
See, wait,
and then
wait.
That fucking went all over the place. People were like, oh, I got to lick the fucking toad and get high.
Licking toads is a little different than this because at least licking toads, you got high. You just fell down somewhere and you were fine. Started giggling. Your eyes started, you know, fluttering.
And you
really
running around with
you
whatever
really get
fucking disease. No.
From licking a toad, you did.
Well, why didn't somebody just take the toad stuff and put it in a bottle or something like that?
They did. It's called LSD, Joe.
Oh,
look
okay.
into it.
Well, that's cool.
Nah.
My whole thing, though, is, okay, so now one dude, the tube,
right.
does it in the Jim Rhodes circus there.
Mm-hmm.
The sideshow freaks do it. But if that is what's going on, if one other person does it, I'm okay with it. If a shitload of assholes are now challenging themselves to do this trick, you're like literally, you're not doing a challenge. You're just showing how much you're lemmings.
Really?
And just following this asshole, like, off a cliff.
Something's not right.
I don't know, but apparently this challenge originated in May of 2006.
I mean, they've been doing it for 12 years?
At least, yeah.
Did anybody die from it? Why is it getting exposure now? Like, did someone die from it?
Because it's all over social media.
No, I know it's all over
That's
social media,
what it
but
is.
Did someone die from it? Is that why we're now bringing... Because there's a lot of shit all over social media, Bill.
No, but I mean, this is something that, like, one person sees, oh, you got to see this idiot. You got to see, and then, like, other people, it just blows up. Everything just goes viral at its own time somewhere.
Well,
along the way.
KABB-TV reports that because these days, our teens are doing everything for likes, views, and subscribers.
Right.
Said Stephen Enriquez, a Texas-based health educator. He told the station KABB, quote, as graphic as it is, we have to show parents because teens are going online looking for challenges and then recreating them.
Right.
So, like, no, we understand. I understand why they're doing a challenge. I get that. They're stupid. That part is self-explanatory. But why this challenge? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, why has this now come to light now? It's 2018. You said 2006. This was started. Why in God's name am I now even talking about it? Like, why am I hearing about it now? It's not like these kids now, they're not all starting to do it more. They've been doing it since 2006.
Right, but maybe now what it is there's more footage of more people doing it.
There's more footage of Jagoffs doing it?
Right.
I have a list of 10 crazy challenges for 2017.
From 2017?
Yeah.
Okay, so these are all new.
Yeah.
Okay, let me hear some of
the ones we talked about are on the list. All
Let's make Joe do these.
Someone please ring the fire alarm at number 10. So what you have to do, it's one of the most dangerous challenges of 2017, which can obviously burn the fuck out of you. So what you have to do is just pour a flammable liquid on your body and light it up.
Yeah,
We did that a long time. We did that in high school.
Yeah, did we do that to Hammy one time?
But see, the thing
is, I don't know if we lit him up.
I've seen some of these videos. Some dude was actually in the shower.
I've seen that.
And he pours
fucking
alcohol all over himself and lights it off. Like,
this dude.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck? You know this is what happens.
Yeah, you could get hurt.
Yeah. I'm going to do it in a shower.
All right. So number 9 is the Ghost Pepper Challenge.
Oh, I remember that one.
Which includes eating and swallowing a chili pepper that is
ridiculously hot. Yeah.
Right.
Now, I don't mind that if you're eating something.
This one is fucking retarded. The straight arm challenge where you hold a fucking like bottle of water, whatever, and you just try to.
You're not explaining this correctly.
A simple yet interesting challenge where you have to keep your arm straight and try to down a drink. So, like, pretty much you're doing this.
I'm holding a bottle.
So what's so dangerous about pouring?
So you're doing a long pour.
Yeah.
What's so dangerous about that?
You could drown.
It's some of these people would. They'd have it like bounce, hit the
this,
air, and go
this,
down
Joe,
the nostrils and down.
Joe,
the
I'm gonna
throat.
Do it right now on the air for you. You take the fucking water. You go like this. I gotta hold my arm.
Don't get my stuff wet here.
Exactly.
Okay. Be careful. Okay.
You're pretty.
I gotta aim.
But you're doing it from up there.
No, I don't want to get bitched at by Joe.
Yeah,
it's got to go in the throat just right at the right speed, otherwise you're going to
choke. But exactly what I just did. You line up the shot and you pour.
It doesn't sound so dangerous.
Well, if you do it with 151 rum after it's been lit.
I
want
like a quart bottle of Pepsi-Cola in one gulp.
That's chugging. Mm,
that's chugging. Yeah, but
that's not a contest.
That's perfectly fine.
It was. I won $5. So, it was good.
Number seven, we have the salt and ice challenge.
What's that?
Which yet another challenge which tests your feel.
Oh, is that
what
you put? You hold
put salt.
It?
You put salt on you, and then you put ice cube right above it. So
why? What does that do?
So it'll melt faster. But you'll get that burn. That when cold burns you.
But I don't understand. I don't get.
And if you leave it there
hold on. Let me try to ask my question, then you can explain it to me, because I don't understand what we're saying here. If I take salt,
correct.
Put salt in my fucking hand,
yep.
Put an ice cube on top of the salt,
sure.
Squeeze,
mm-hmm.
It's going to burn me.
Yes, it can end up burning you where you get scarred and
like dry
damaged
ice.
Skin.
It's like dry
from
ice.
From the salt crystals or
the
from
salt
the actual
the ice.
Ice?
It's a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's a bad thing?
Yeah.
I've had that dry ice burn. Everything turns white.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, it sucks. Right.
Hey, Mike and Renee, how are you?
How are you, Mike and Renee?
They're in the Facebook Live suite.
Oh,
welcome.
You know Mike of Smashburger?
Yeah, sure I do.
Mikey yep. Smashburger.
Great burgers, man.
I was just there the other day.
Yeah.
All right. And you got thrown out again, huh?
No, I was enjoying it.
Number six, they have the condom, the cinnamon challenge.
The cinnamon challenge is a classic.
Right. Number five is the condom challenge.
Boo! I don't like... The condom challenge to me is so dumb.
Ugh.
Like, it's not even a good trick. Like, at least the cinnamon challenge, I've seen people actually do the cinnamon challenge and succeed.
But it's gotta
like,
be
actually take
gross.
A scoop of cinnamon, put it in their mouth, and not choke. I've seen it. So, at least there's some, like, kind of skill involved. This is snorting something that could get stuck.
Yeah.
Even though it's lubed, it could get stuck in your fucking nose and your air passage and totally, choke
you out. Not only that, but you could damage your
membrane,
rip it open. That's why.
It's got to be full of snot when you take it out.
All that coke that eats away at everything.
Number four.
Just snort coke, kids.
Number four is flip the bottle challenge.
Oh, I hate that. What's that? Where they take the fucking bottle, they go like this.
And you
got
to try to land it on the...
Standing up.
It's got to land like that.
Well, this video I have on my phone, these guys got a little creative with it, where the guy has a plunger with a platform on top of it, and the other guy tries to flip it up on there. Like, at least that's a moving target.
Right.
Wait, now I'm going to keep doing it.
What's the number one challenge?
Wait, hold on. The corn drill challenge.
The corn drill? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
when you put the corn on a cob on a drill, and this chick gets pretty much scalped.
Yeah, she rips her hair out. Good job, stupid.
The ice bucket challenge.
That's been around. That's nothing.
And the mannequin challenge.
Mannequin challenge? I might like one.
Wait, that was in 2017?
I don't know if these were
one?
Like number ones in. It's just a list of 10.
Because everyone did the mannequin challenge.
Yeah. What is the mannequin challenge?
Yep.
You do it. You literally don't move.
Move. You like a mannequin.
Somebody films. Like, you're
a dead mime.
No, you literally don't move. You kind of pose yourself doing something.
Like, in this video I'm watching is a power lifter, and he's just, lifting.
And he's about to lift.
Yeah, and he's about to lift, and he's, has it in midair, and he just stopped there. There's another chick doing a handstand that's in midair.
I mean, it takes more skill if you're doing it while you're doing a power lift. The guy is lifting 300 and some odd pounds. Oh, the tits on that, bro. Holy shit. And then somebody films going. I think that might be the WWE Performance Center, by the way.
Yeah.
They film going through, they pass by you, and you're just you're frozen in time, mm-hmm. but everything else around you is moving.
Oh,
that's what it kind of is. That to me, stop with these fucking challenges. They're not challenges. There's nothing challenging about it.
That was like when remember the Harlem Shake was a big thing a couple of years ago. Everybody
well, that's another thing I fucking detested.
Wow. How about challenging yourself to get a fucking education?
Why would you do that?
Why do you need to sound like the oldest guy in the room?
Well, because he is.
Why don't you open up a book? You're fucking tards. When I was your age, we didn't have challenges. You know what our challenge was? The potato famine. That's what it was. God damn it. What?
That's right.
It was never just to wake up in the morning.
Pervy the Clown said the number one should be the Pervy the Clown Show.
Well, he does Spanky and throw a pie in your face.
There you go.
I mean, if you can make it out of Pervy's house on the Pervy the Clown Show and you make it out, and you're not going to file charges?
You have passed
that fucking challenge, motherfucker.
Well, hey, give our fans the credit. It's a challenge listening to this show every
fucking
time.
Fuck yeah. the Ham Radio Challenge. Listen to our show from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
2 hours wasted out of your life.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Then make all your friends listen to the replays.
Oh, Jesus.
That should be like people's punishment. Like you get taped to a fucking chair and then you
and
have
you get
to
forced to listen to our shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a great idea. Right on 42nd Street.
We can dare to dream.
Oh, yes.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's our Spank Bank Girl of the Week, of course.
Ooh.
Porn royalty.
I know.
Herself, Jessie Jane, will be here when we come back on the big show, the Ham Radio Show, after these words.
This is Ham Radio, Uncle Eddie.
He's a real douche.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout of 4, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On the OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Bob Saget, and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
As I sing with inflation. Let's see if we can get her on the phone.
It makes you feel like a
That's not the ringing. That's the ringer.
Please leave your message for 4.
Nope. Nothing so far. I hate when, like, you know, like, it's time I'm calling you. I mean, it might be a little early.
Right.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show.
At times.
Yeah.
Other times it's something completely different.
Trying to get Jesse Jane on the phone.
But I don't know. What is the whole bucket all?
I got Renee writing me, right?
Okay.
She's on my phone. I gotta go do the show. She goes, fuck you, I'm watching you. What do you think I'm doing? Baking bread? I'm in the middle of a show.
At times.
You're watching me. I know. I can't see you, but I know.
You're better off that way.
I know. It's the Ham Radio Show live on hamradioshow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network.
Stay tuned while he dials the phone.
I'm going to dial the phone again.
This could be fun.
It could be.
Probably.
Sing it, Bill.
No, I refuse to. Mostly because I don't know the words, man. Doorbell. We are successful.
It's not a doorbell. It's a telephone ring.
Oh, I forget. Dingy ringy.
What happened to the ringy dingy?
Yeah, he gets lazy.
She got lost.
Lost in translation?
No, not translation. Everything was fine with that, but she got lost in a transfer. She's now in South Dakota somehow.
It's always fun when...
Please leave your message for 4.
God damn white people.
You're on the phone too.
Now I gotta text people.
Oh, my God.
This is why we need interns. Why? How did I get a rotary?
I don't know, but maybe that'll work for you. I don't know. So anyway, when we get her on the phone, don't forget to ask that question.
Yes, Pervy's anxiously aware.
I have it written right here, Pervy the Clown Show.
I know, I just want to make
sure.
You see,
like, I'm doing 4 things at once.
I want to make sure you remember, because if not, well, you know, then he's going to get mad at us.
And then he's going to get mad at you. He might come over here and hit you with a pie.
And then,
give Bill a nice facial cream pie.
There you go, I need a facially cream pie.
I'm sure Giggles will love to see that.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Billy on the Pervative Clown Show?
Yeah, but again, getting a cream pie.
Burn all your sins to the ground.
Good for the skin, Bill. Good for the skin.
He hits him
with an oar.
An oar?
He spanks Kinky Katie. Kinky Katie. That's a different chick. Kinky Candy.
All right.
With a boat oar.
With a hooker.
No, with a boat oar, not a hooker. I wish.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try her again.
All right.
I did just text.
Okay.
So.
That's a bonus.
She heard the
You know what's
episode.
Funny?
Whoa.
Please leave your message for 4.
You know what's funny? I really thought that was the fucking phone.
Yeah. I thought that was the fucking...
Billy's playing shit. I think it's the actual phone.
Hey.
Hey there. Stop with the laughing and the things that are happening. Oh. Well, either way, here's what's going to happen. She's our Spank Bank Girl of the Week. It's Jessie Jane.
Yes.
We need you to go. You need to go to Dallas Novelty Toys. You go to DallasNovelty.com.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I'm still going to promote it because she's not even here. If you enter the promo code Jessie, that's Jessie, J-E-S-S-E, Jessie, on the order, when you put your order in, you're going to get 15% off the final purchase, okay? Off. So you can buy whatever you want. May I suggest the brand new from XR Brands, her signature series, Jessie Jane's signature series from XR Brands that you can get right there at Dallas Novelty. And it's that simple. You can order it online. You don't have to go all the way to Dallas. You can go right there online and buy it right there.
Okay.
That's what I was going to try. Let's try the phones again. Because every time, it's something like we do such a professional show.
Did you put the quarter
in? I put the quarter in. I'm jiggling the handle.
Please leave your message for
motherfucker. I mean, I know she's porn royalty, so I know she's busy. But it's not like, where's Joe?
I'm right here.
You think? I know Joe just came back from the shitter.
I bring him popcorn.
And he brought popcorn, which is weird.
She's too good for ham radio.
She's too good for ham radio.
Too good for you guys.
Mm. And you know what's weird?
Like, nice dates.
The bigger guest who's coming next week, legitimately, everything's confirmed. I can show you every email, correspondence with, not Bruce Willis.
Well, Bruce Willis would
never every
do
correspondence,
that.
Everything, getting ready for everything.
That's right.
And this was like, hey, is she coming? Yeah, boom, 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 done. This was the faster one.
Right.
And I still now am sitting here holding my dick, which would probably happen with her later. I'll be holding my own dick.
Well.
Because now, just on spite, I'm going to jerk off to her tonight.
There you go.
Not in a good way. I'm just going to do it tonight.
I'm going to come
on
the
spite.
Penis.
Penis. And penis and vagina. All right, let's try it one more fucking time. That's not the ring! You know what's funny? You know she's looking at the phone. This keeps ringing. Like, she's definitely looking at her phone going, what the fuck?
Could be.
I want the intercourse.
I want the indicas.
How come?
Maybe she's indisposed.
I really hope to God she's fucking.
And why am I not there?
This is exactly like what I imagine a relationship with her would be like with me. I'm out fucking some really good looking guy. I can't come to the phone right now.
Did you leave a message?
I didn't leave a message because I didn't want
to. I would leave a message.
What are we going to leave? She's not going to check her messages. She's not looking at the phone that's ringing.
All right.
Like when she looks down and she goes, hey, I'm supposed to be doing a radio interview right now.
Now you're not going to come through for Pervy, and then he's going to hit you with the
pot. Pervy's going to be
angry. He's going to hit you with the oar now.
I'd love to be on Pervy the Clown Show.
I know. He'd love to.
Because I'm in love with, you know, with Candy.
Yeah.
So I have zero problem doing his. I as long as my dick doesn't have to be seen, you can spank my ass. You can hit me with a pie. As long as I get to make out with Kinky Candy, I'm totally okay with that.
I've been told you have a beautiful dick.
James in the Facebook live stream. Maybe she's tied up and can't reach the phone. One can hope.
Yes.
Maybe some bondage thing.
Maybe he knows a lot more than he's really letting on.
Yeah. Maybe James is the one that tied her up.
Oh.
Pervy the Clown is begging now. He's saying, please answer. Keep trying. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm going to keep trying because, you know.
Did the Wrangler get back to you?
The porn Wrangler hasn't gotten back to me yet.
She's too busy for us, too.
I'm trying the phone again.
It's our phone.
And you know what's funny? We literally, have you ever listened to, like, our interviews?
No.
It usually starts with this. Where I sit, and then when we finally get him on the phone, we cheer.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah. And it's not like we haven't set it up. It's like, I have 9 million emails on this. This was like the fastest one. All right, we'll leave a message. I'll leave a message because Joe's going to say leave a message.
Well, let
I have to let her, I got to let the number play out.
Okay.
Please leave your message for
Bob Smith.
Bob from accounting.
From Toledo, Ohio. Hey, what's going on? It's Uncle Eddie from the Uncle Eddie Show. That's not the name of the show. It's the Uncle Eddie from the Ham Radio Show trying to get a hold of Jesse Jane. We're supposed to be having an interview and talking to you about your fine products that are available at Dallas Novelty. By the way, if you use the promo code Jesse, which is your name, they get 15% off their final purchase.
That's a big savings.
That's a big savings, Joe. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
That is totally, a big savings for the people at home. So maybe they want to hear from you. You are our Spank Bank Girl of the Week, after all. And we'd love to have you on. We've kind of been promoting it all day. I know that Lainey wrote, I know that a lot of people wrote you, so we're trying to get this done. We love you, and we miss you, and we want to talk to you later. Okay, please call back this number. It's 718-577-5577. $13.89.
Oh, yes. Please do.
It is. It's all that. All right. We'll talk to you later, hopefully, Jesse.
I want some dick.
He wants some dick.
To replay your message, press 1. To continue recording, press 2. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up. Your message has been sent. Thank you for using T-Mobile voicemail.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
You're welcome.
Well, that's very nice of them. They were very polite. All right, so do you want to play, Joe, I might as well just make the announcement since we're already failing with this guest.
Okay.
I should just announce who's coming on next week.
No.
Yeah, because Joe's
Let's
stupid.
Search Joe's brain again.
It is Bruce Willis.
Are we searching Joe's brain? I don't know. Nope. Everyone is eating in the microphone.
Not me.
That is
not,
the quietest. Is that all Joe?
That was Joe.
A Periscope.
That literally Periscope. Was all Joe?
I'm eating popcorn.
Oh, it only gets worse from there.
By the way, Pervy wants me on the show now.
Yes, I want to see you get spanked. In.
I would totally be on Pervy the Clown Show.
Get over there.
I would totally fucking fly me out, bitch. What the fuck?
Yeah, what the hell?
You
got a car drive.
So wait a minute. Are you threatening me to be on a porn set with a hot chick and a clown?
This is dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like every dream I've ever had.
It starts like this.
Yeah. Dear Penthouse, I was wondering if you could get me a clown, a pie, and a hot chick.
And an oar.
And, I would totally take a fucking smack on the ass. I would not be fucking, you know, not okay with that.
And bring Joe with you so he can sit there creepily in the background.
I just want to take pictures.
Yes.
All right. I'm being told to text her.
While Joe grows the mustache.
You guys talk amongst yourselves. I'm just going to handle this live on the air.
Joe, what you got to do? Grow the mustache in and then start get the handlebars going.
I was thinking of doing that.
And then, like, you sit there and watch Eddie creepily just twisting it.
No, can we totally dress him up like Snidely Whiplash?
Yeah, right.
And, like, I'll get smacked in the ass and I'll just go.
I don't know if I'm going to keep the mustache. It's growing in gray. I didn't realize
why.
You're fucking old.
Your hair is gray. What color do you think your mustache is?
What did you think was going to happen?
My hair's not gray. It's just salt and pepper.
Dude, your hair is gray.
Salt and pepper.
Joe, why do you think I don't have that stuff anymore? I got rid of it.
Your hair's not gray.
Sure it is.
No, it's got some gray in it.
Just for men.
No. The other one.
Wait a minute, hold on. Wait,
keep going.
You fucking act. Wait, talk amongst it's yourselves, so but you dye your hair? Who the fuck are you impressing?
No one.
You're that vain?
He wants to look good.
The recent formula, a little over there, a little there.
How does that
takes
work?
It away.
You're that vain? Yeah,
it's all right.
Shit, I gave up on the Just for Men. I just let it all go gray.
That's why I don't use that one. I use the other one.
I got
recent formula.
I got gray pubes now.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't have gray pubes.
My pubes aren't gray.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got
why
a couple.
Why do you have gray pubes?
I get one or two gray pubes.
Well.
Do you have any pubes?
Have you ever seen your pubes, Eddie?
I've seen my pubes. I have mirrors.
How do you not see your pubes?
No, I also shave my shit off.
Me too.
Yeah, but you have to look at them to shave them off.
Yeah, but I shave them off.
So obviously you've seen your pubes.
Well, yeah, no. I'm explaining this to Joe. I shave off my pubes. First off, I don't have gray pubes like Danny.
I have
old man Winter over here.
I have one gray pube.
I still have a nice colorful bush.
You ever cut your balls?
I've cut my balls, yes. Oh, I don't want. I only use the trimmer now. Same trimmer I use on my head, I use on my balls now.
Oh, really? Yeah. That works?
That's fucking why his head smells like cock.
Mm. That's not the only reason. Hold on.
Is this your final answer?
Hi, Jesse. It's the Ham Radio Show. We are supposed to be doing an interview. Interview.
Have you checked your email this morning?
Please call.
They're demanding that you send her a dick pic.
718-577-1389.
Send her a dick pic.
Pretty please.
Dick pics, those are nice.
With sugar on top. thanks. That's a good one. I think that was like
you're
my.
Fired.
I think that was my most business-like fucking way of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Unleash the fury!
So anyway, so there's a big fucking buster. Live
I've
on the air.
Seen worse.
Sitting here holding my dick.
He gave Pervy the Clown blue balls.
He got blue balls?
Well, no. Someone on the internet today.
Well, people are trying to handle this. At least we're not snorting condoms.
Well, we should.
Not yet, anyway.
Danny, get a condom ready.
Get a condom. Joe will try it.
No, I will try that. I don't do anything dangerous.
Would you do the cinnamon challenge at least?
No. Nothing.
The bottle
dangerous.
Flip.
You bitch!
Anybody see Roseanne this week?
Nope. Didn't see her last week either.
No, I just did the really hit show.
I actually liked it.
I only saw
episode one.
Right. That's been on?
No. There's been now
two.
Two?
Two of them. Mm-hmm. Technically three. Because it was two on that first night. And then they played the next one after that. That's three.
Okay.
But I got to say.
Is it good?
It's not bad at all. It's really kind of more ballsy than I thought it was going
to
be.
It went back to the old
school. It's what Roseanne used to be. It's why I used to love Roseanne to begin with.
But is it, do you think they, the first few shows, like they blew their load right in being creative?
No way in hell, because they didn't placate. They presented it as if they were going to placate, like the one kid now has a black child, of course, and the other one has a boy that dresses like a girl. You know what I mean? Like, they kind of threw all that shit out there, but they don't. They handle it in a way different way.
Okay.
They don't handle it in a way where it's like they're placating to the audience. They nothing is solved at the end of 30 minutes. And go,
aww. And they
like,
all sit down and have a Brady Bunch moment?
No, they don't have any
it's
of that.
A story.
Please don't say. They literally don't have, like, there's the episode, one of the episodes is the kid, is the one that dresses like, the boy who dresses like a girl, he wants to go to school, this is the way he wants to dress, or whatever. They didn't make it like a whole bullying fucking thing, they literally, like, discussed how, like, he would get his ass beat if he goes to school. They didn't, like, shy away from anything.
Right.
That's what was cool about it. Like, Dan Connor, grandpa now, gives the kid a knife for protection to carry on. He kid gets in trouble for having a knife on him. The daughter, which is Darlene, yells at Dan, goes, why are you trying to give my kid a knife, you know, to make him your version of masculinity? And he actually addresses, he goes, when the hell did masculinity become a bad word?
Well.
Like, they address it. They don't go around it. They don't go over it. They don't circumvent it.
Right.
They literally go, like he presents the whole case. He's like, dude, when I went to school and we didn't understand something, you know what we did? We beat the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like the American way for everything.
But that's
been
what.
Like that forever.
But he doesn't lie about it. You know, like, some shows would go, even when the mother was upstairs with the kid and they're discussing, she's like, the kid's like, well, nobody will play with me, and blah, blah, blah. And then you can see that they're going for that moment, and the kid's like, no, I gave the kid the fucking knife as a peace offering. I gave the kid the knife because I figured if I gave him the knife, he wouldn't try to beat the shit out of me. Like, literally, like, they're not doing the whole, like, well, my kid's different. We should treat him the same way. Nothing like that.
Right.
Like, they don't treat the kid, and not that the, like, I don't give a fuck if your kid dresses up. Like, that's how they present it. It's, like, not a, we're going to just put you under a microscope, here you fucking go, we got to throw these liberal bullshit, and the fucking, we got to do this, and it's got to be tied in a neat little package. None of that.
Packages.
Because I remember Roseanne, with the original show, they did masturbation, she spanked the kids in the episode, and that was a whole thing.
Right.
Like, she literally took DJ and spanked his ass in the middle of the episode.
Has he come back, too?
Yeah. He has the black kid.
Who's that?
DJ.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a little black kid, and then Darlene has...
Darlene's daughter looks just like her. Could be really her daughter.
Well, that's the girl from Shameless playing the fucking daughter. The one that's the Prego one?
Yeah.
That's on Shameless?
Oh,
she plays Darlene's other daughter. Yeah. Darlene has two kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fucking holy shit, Debbie.
I don't know. From the show, you're going to fucking... How about
Rhonda,
her real name?
I don't know.
How about her real
Rhonda.
Name?
Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey comes down and she fucking does that.
Well, of course.
But anyway, yeah, so the girl from Shameless is the one of the daughters. And then there's the one that dresses like the boy who dresses like a girl. And then you have the other one they brought in. And they also didn't fuck. They didn't shy away from the fact that we know there were two Darlene, two Beckys.
Oh, yeah.
Right, right.
Like the one girl is Becky. The original is Becky. So she's back to being Becky. And then the other Becky is now a the original Becky is going to be the surrogate for the other Becky. Who's playing this rich, snobby, fucking waspy kind of girl.
Well,
who is, you know, trying to give the Connors a better life. And that was even fucking done well because both Dan and Roseanne's character, quite frankly, told you, if you have a baby, that's our grandkid. We're not letting you give the kid away to this other broad. We're literally going to kidnap him. And she goes, Roseanne had the one of the greatest lines. She goes, when this kid gets born, I'm going to kidnap my own grandkid. And then don't worry about threatening me with jail. I'll do less laundry in there than I will here. Fuck it. And outstanding. And by the way, Norm MacDonald's a writer on the show. Whitney Cummings.
Yeah, got some good people
on
the show.
It's got like literally like a first class writing crew.
Laurie Metcalf's still on there.
Laurie Metcalf's on there. Laurie Metcalf plays Jackie as the Hillary supporter and a hashtag Me Too movement supporter. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. It's just hysterical. I remember, speaking of Jackie, I remember when Roseanne did the fucking, when they did spousal abuse.
Right.
When Fisher beat the shit out of Jackie.
Right.
I remember it because I watched that show religiously. And then Dan got in trouble because Dan went to fucking Fisher's house, beat the shit out of him, and then went to jail because Fisher pressed charges.
Right.
I totally remember. That's what I'm saying. This show never shied away from any of this shit. I honestly thought when they were coming back that they were going to shy away from it. And then she fucking cursed out Jimmy Kimmel, and I knew it was going to be good.
Yeah. When they, back when it was still on, they had the two daughters, like, where were you? Oh, you missed that. We had that here last week.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, the girls would rotate. They fucked
but
with
that,
everybody
when,
that
when,
way,
when
too.
And they also made fun of it with the Bewitched.
Right.
They went, how is no one going to notice that they changed Darren's? Bullshit.
I remember when the first Becky came back. The original Becky came back, and then rings the doorbell. Roseanne opens up the door, and the first thing out of her mouth goes, where have you been?
I was just outside.
She's like, where have you been?
All right, let's see. And that's the other thing. They also don't shy away from the fact that Becky is poor. Like, she's dirt fucking poor, and the reason why she's doing the thing with the surrogate child thing, it's just to make money so she can live.
Right.
She has, like, no money.
Well, then she wasn't...
She's, like, dirt fucking
poor.
Then
she married to the big guy that was, like, a mechanic.
I don't see... That's the thing. I don't know if they're still... I don't know if that's still a thing.
He's
not on the show. I know that the other one, the one that's on The Big Bang Theory, Jonathan Glinicki or whatever the fuck his name is, he showed up. He's on one of the upcoming episodes. That he shows up on Roseanne, like
David.
Yeah,
wasn't his name
David. Yeah, but the kid that's the crossdresser's name is Mark.
Ah,
she named Darlene names the kid because if you watch, that's why it's so confusing.
That's the other one.
Yeah, no, but Darlene. Yeah, I know. By the way, this show gets you talking because now you're fucking annoyed.
Well,
that this shit's changed.
Joe, make some popcorn for Richard over there.
Wait, Rich wants popcorn?
Kirby,
wants
popcorn. Kirby. See, but I always thought that the sitcoms in the 90s, I fucking loved them all. And after like that, I think they just went to shit. It was like right after the booby thing on the fucking Super Bowl. Like everything just started.
Well, because no one has any
balls anymore. Like I thought fucking a lot of the sitcoms. And after that, like the 90s, they all ended. I thought I just.
Until she cursed out Jimmy Kimmel. When she was like, when she was telling them that she's a Trump supporter, it doesn't fucking matter. Look, I'm not a Trump supporter, but I will be damned if somebody's not. Like, why do we have to have one fucking view now in this world? I get it that Trump sucks. You don't like him. I get it. Fine, but you don't have to have one-sided fucking programming. Stop giving me a fucking half-hour sitcom that's, do you believe what that orange motherfucker's doing now? And they pipe in a studio audience laugh track. The shows are not fucking funny. They're not edgy. They sure as fuck aren't edgy. This show is edgy because I'm telling you, they can only go so far. But when you have Whitney Cummings writing it, Norm MacDonald And I forgot who else. There's somebody else on the writing team that's a big name, too, and I'm totally fucking blanking on the writing team right now. But when you have that powerhouse behind you, plus Roseanne, who told Jimmy Kimmel to shut the fuck up, she's going to do what she's going to do because she's a Trump supporter, and she brought up a very the best point.
Do you really want Pence?
Yeah, do you really want Pence? That was fucking brilliant to me. Do you really want Pence? Is that what you fucking want?
Like my uncle doesn't like fucking Trump either, but he goes, Pence is the Antichrist.
Yeah.
There's so many people have said that. Yeah. It's like,
Pence is way worse than Trump. Way worse. Because everything that Pence does is based on religion. That's it. It's solely based on religion. Trump is based on what Trump thinks. That's it.
What's
Trump is a megalomaniac.
Money.
There's a difference. You can deal with a megalomaniac because a megalomaniac can be fucking, you can literally just go, hey, that was a great idea, Mr. President. I know. You know what I mean? Like, he's happy with his ideas. Whereas Pence has to ask Jesus, the Virgin Mother, a couple of angels, and maybe some, you know, secondary saints, what the fuck I'm going to do about this wall situation. Whereas the other guy, he's a nut job, but the fact of the matter is, he's the devil we can see. Because he's fucking bright orange. How do you fucking miss him? You don't miss him.
You turn the light off.
And that's the difference. And I know Joe is chomping at the bit. But he's like, I'm not going to say nothing about Trump. I'm going to be quiet.
I think everyone knows how I feel.
No. You don't express yourself enough.
No. I've given you my answer about Trump many times. And I think everyone knows how I feel.
This would have been a great time for Jerry to call in.
Yeah. And the truth of the matter is with Trump, and I've said this many times,
one more time.
You either get it or you don't, you know. What's the old saying? For those who believe, no explanation is necessary. For those who don't believe, no explanation will suffice. That's just the way it is. Who said that? I did just now.
Oh, okay.
You cannot convince anybody to like Trump. Everyone I've talked to, they hate him, and they really don't know why they hate him.
No,
they really
don't.
You know, he hates women. He hates women. That guy, when he built Trump Tower, you know who the chief engineer was on Trump Tower? A woman. And that's back in the 70s when nobody was given that kind of job.
Right.
There's a whole documentary on Trump on Netflix now, and it's not pro or con, this documentary. That's what I liked about it. It shows you he is an egomaniac, and he is a megalomaniac.
He's a megalomaniac.
And it is his way or the highway. And if you attack him, he attacks you back tenfold. That's the guy's personality. That's where he's at. But what you see is what you get. There's no bullshit there. And that's what the American people are tired of.
Right.
Bullshit. You know, we've been getting guys who for the last 40 years have been giving politically correct answers to everything and accomplished nothing.
I'll give you the 40 years.
Speaking of being tired of bullshit, Joe, shut the fuck up. I gotta go to break.
Okay.
It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389. Here's what we're going to do. We'll take a break.
Again?
When we come back, I will try to call again because I keep fucking, you know, I keep leaving messages. I don't get nothing. So we'll try. We'll go to break. We'll come back, and we'll see if we can get her on the phone.
And if she doesn't come back, we're going to take that 15% discount and shove it up her ass.
Well, you can buy an ass and shove it up
here
her ass
there.
Here I am,
5 o'clock in the morning, stepping breadcrumbs up a dead bird's butt.
Yeah.
There you go.
I like that.
It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words. Yay. Yeah.
Loud. Fuck. Rude, crude, and tattooed. And those are his good qualities. Uncle Eddie Live, right here on Ham Radio.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances. The hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs. Come spend the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On the OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
All right, I'm going to do a twofer. Two ads in one. That's right, because I'm that fucking dangerous. Let's talk about this ad being sponsored by Religion Tequila. That's right. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic, handcrafted tequila, and the official sponsor of the 2018 Expo. That's right, the ED Expo that we're going to. Danny's in the room. Danny, by the way, just so you know, 136 days and 21 hours until we go to the Expo. By the way, for more information about the Expo that we're talking about when we'll be in Vegas, baby, me, Danny, Ronnie the limo driver, and a whole bunch of other hot, naked, half-naked, and sometimes fully dressed people, go to theedpub.com. That's theedpub.com, and check out all the information on the Expo, all the information about the wonderful sponsor of the Expo, Religion Tequila, and everything, breaking news, all kinds of stuff. Check it out for yourself. Go to theedpub.com. That's theedpub.com. Yeah! Do it for Uncle Eddie! Do it, baby! Do it! Yay!
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley.
A writer is suing producers of the Netflix paranormal sci-fi hit Stranger Things, claiming the Duffer Brothers ripped off his short film he pitched to them back in 2014. Suing not just for money, but for the destruction of all Stranger Things footage derived from his stolen work, clearly his anger is at an 11 on multiple levels. Police and paramedics responded to the home of Austin Powers Mini-Me star Vern Troyer, who was found to be suffering from acute alcohol poisoning. Doctors later ruled, being only 32 inches tall, it was technically an adorable alcohol poisoning. Paparazzi caught up with former NSYNC singer Lance Bass and his husband, who told photographers they want kids, but haven't decided which of the two is going to be the father. Or, taking from his own music, Lance and his husband could go the Angelina Jolie route and simply buy. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter, at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a fuck if I get my arm.
No breathing.
Don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding.
Do you even care if I die bleeding?
Would it be wrong? Would it be right? If I took my life tonight, chances are dynamite. Mutilation out of sight. And I contemplate to suicide.
It's the Ham Radio Show. 718-577-1389. Live here on HamRadioShow.com. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Come on. It's our last resort.
Oh, yeah. Is it?
Well, it is. I mean, I can only get her on the phone so many times.
All right.
I'm going to try again. It all started when I lost my mother. No love for myself and no love for another. Nothing. All right, let's see what we got.
Something.
What you got?
Trying to get Jesse Jane on the phone.
Please leave your message for 4.
Such is the life of an elf.
God damn it!
Didn't even ring that time. The other time it rang.
And you know what's funny? It's not like I'm not texting her and other people aren't texting her.
Right.
I'm running.
Well, let's give it a benefit of the doubt. Maybe she's got a dick up her ass.
It's possible. It's possible.
Might have ended up having to work or something.
Yeah.
Now it's, wait, hold on. It's ringing. Shut the fuck up. Maybe she's playing with her toys.
I have no idea.
We don't know.
Which, by the way, you can get at Dallas Novelty. Go to DallasNovelty.com.
I wouldn't mind playing with her toys.
I would love to play with her toys. If you use the promo code Jesse, get 15% off.
That's a lot of money.
Your final order.
Please leave your message.
All right, I'm done. I'm done. I tried. I tried, folks.
I stuck a bag of donuts.
And it's not like it ain't the number. I have the number right in front of me. It's not like other people... And other people are, like, texting at the same time, so I hope everything's okay. But it's not our fault. That's all I'm saying. It's not the Ham Radio Show's fault, but I still want you to support her. I don't know what's going on, so I'm not going to be angry. I'm going to say, please go to Dallas Novelty. Support Crooked Cowboy, our friend, a guy that owns Dallas Novelty.
Absolutely.
Go to Crooked Cowboy. Say hi to him. And how you say hi to him is you go to DallasNovelty.com and purchase some of Jesse Jane's Signature Series toys. And no matter what you buy at Dallas Novelty, do this for us. Right! Use the promo code, of course, use the promo code Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, and get 15% off your final order. That's 15% off your final order.
Yeah.
All you have to do is follow the rules, and you'll be ready to go. That's what you do.
If you use the promo code Ham Radio, they charge you 15% more.
Well, you know what? We had a promo code at the last time. You remember that?
We did.
We had a promo code.
I know.
I'm being followed by people on Twitter now. See, the only thing is, like, I don't want to come off looking like an asshole, like, when we have people on.
See, it's
because
when
now you're an asshole. No, because you have poor Pervy the Clown.
Right.
Who's sitting, he's sitting there, begging me to get her on the phone.
Sure. And he wants more popcorn.
Hold on, Pervy.
And we can't, we try to deliver what we have.
Yeah.
That's all we can do, man.
And I really didn't want a whole conversation with Joe about Trump, but I had to fill a hole. And then Joe talked, and then that became a thing.
I know.
Like, I want to, like, just so I'm not wrong here.
Yeah.
I want to look, I'm gonna give it to Billy, because Billy is always, a big scrutinizer of everything I do here in the program.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go right to the email. Okay, hold on.
I have a dream.
So Billy can go. So Billy,
wait.
I believe one day that everyone, everywhere, will know the wonders of my
nipples.
By the way, funny, ironic that he played that on the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King being assassinated. Oh. He had a dream too. That was the original version of the speech.
He had large nipples.
I had a dream, and then he went on about his nipples.
I didn't know he had big nipples.
He had big brown beautiful nipples.
Oh yeah.
And they were taken away from us by a fucking asshole.
No wonder J. Edgar Hoover liked him so much.
And James Earl
Ray. Call the police.
And James Earl Ray could suck my dick in hell.
Ooh.
Let me just get the. Come on.
Gee, that sounds like fun. Aww.
You can suck. Your mother sucks cocks in hell.
Your mother wears combat boots.
All right. I'm going through the emails, right?
Well, nowadays, that's quite possible.
I'm going to pull up the email with the phone number on it.
Okay. Shall I read this aloud?
No, don't read the fucking thing aloud.
Yeah, let's give out
a. But not to mention also.
We can't do that.
But not to mention also. On Twitter.
Twitter.
Danny, go to Twitter while you're on your phone fucking around.
Twitster.
Go to Twitter and look up all the fucking promos that she signed off on.
Yeah.
There's literally like multiple promos on there by Dallas Novelty.
Yeah. Lainey put one up too.
Lainey has one up. I retweeted all this. It's not like her Twitter wasn't popping today. With promo shit from us and other people. Billy, look at the first. I'm going to give you the first six numbers.
Did he carry the right one, Bill?
I don't know. Let's hold on.
I put the one before. Okay, now look up at the screen.
Okay, those do match, okay. But it says signed by Epstein's mother.
Mr. Carter!
Epstein's mother.
You know what's weird? I'm not even in that demographic, and I get that joke, and then there'll be other assholes.
I got it.
No. There'll be that you old fuck. Yeah. I'm saying there's you better get it. You're older than everyone in this room.
Damn right, man.
What I'm saying is, like, there's definitely assholes going, I don't get it. Who's Epstein, and why is his mother on the fucking show?
Mr. Carter? Hey, you know who's got a new show back on the air again? Our old friend Batman.
Who, Abe Kaplan?
No, Batman.
Who?
Tony Batman.
Adam West.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Batman.
No. See, you're a fucking idiot. You don't actually read anything.
I didn't read nothing. No.
Or listen to Tony Batman at all.
I was listening to the show on the internet today.
Tony Batman. No.
Young people, they don't know from nothing.
Tony Batman got a legitimate job in radio.
Yeah. He's
and moved.
Uh-huh.
What he's doing in his house is his little podcast that he just wants to do to talk to people.
Okay.
It's not really a show.
Well,
it's one man, one microphone going live on Facebook Live.
He's a buddy of ours.
It's not, no, you can promote it, but you're making it sound like he got a show. No.
Right.
A TV show.
And you're not even promoting the show. You're just saying, hey, and Tony Batman has a thing.
Well, I figure you take it from there because you...
Oh, I got it. Now I got to promote.
Yeah.
So what TV network is he on?
Not a TV network.
Well, Joe said it. Joe
said
it
was a TV
show.
Oh, he said, I don't even listen to Joe.
It's Batman.com.
Yeah, it's totally not that. No, totally not that.
Easy, Joe.
Just like you can listen to the show on ham.com.
Yeah. Pervy, by the way, loving the show, saying you guys are awesome.
Yes, we are.
I feel bad, though, because I didn't help Pervy out now.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Now I feel like I do feel bad because I didn't help Pervy
tell Pervy what
try to achieve his dream of getting Jesse Jane on the show. And you know what's funny? Somebody did say that she was going to flake on us.
Right. I saw it on the... he says she does that.
Yeah, Robbie V says she was going to flake on us.
I saw that on the...
Maybe he's a genius.
I'm going to try to fucking...
I guess he knows what he's talking about.
I won't even bother anymore.
No, I'm going to try one more fucking time, Danny. What the fuck?
Maybe she's an alcoholic.
Maybe she's an alcoholic. Way to be chipper about it, Joe.
Well, you know, could be.
And I'm the one with the bad...
You are.
Bad thoughts.
Ooh, okay, I'm just saying.
Now, there you go. I was going to say, it wasn't even doing anything now.
It's spinning in time.
Who are we calling?
I'm calling the Pope. What do you think I'm calling?
Oh, the same broad again?
At all. I'm busy kissing feet.
Now, why are you playing the Alleluia?
Because you were calling the Pope.
At least the Pope would pick up.
I'm calling the Pontiff.
I'm sorry, I'm not available this time.
Please leave your...
You know what's funny though now? Because now what's really going to piss me off...
Piss you off.
No, baby. What's going to piss me off is the fact that... I now have to promote who's coming on next week, which is a big fucking celebrity.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have to promote that. And now we look like fucking assholes.
That's right.
Because now now the fucking porn, don't get me wrong, porn star, I'm not knocking her. I'm saying porn star over here won't answer her phone. And now I look like a fucking idiot. Because now I'm going to I'm going to announce a big name star coming on the show next week.
They're not going to believe Barbara Streisand.
And no one's going to believe.
Sounds fabulous.
Exactly. No one's going to believe that this person's coming on the fucking show.
That's right.
Because I just promoted Jessie Jane coming on the show, mm-hmm. and she didn't come on the fucking show.
I know I don't believe you.
That's not her.
Oh, she called in.
But, like, Danny's telling me not to call him because we have no time, which is fine, but I wanted to see if she would actually pick up the fucking phone.
Well, we don't. The show's over in 10 minutes.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. I could at least got a 5-minute interview in with her.
She didn't answer the first 50 times.
Yeah, really?
Her. No, I'm just saying. I tried, but I want it known.
It's like
that we
night.
Tried our damnedest to get the person on the phone.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And even though, like, Renee's out there saying, I don't look like an asshole. I think we look, even, no, she looks bad too, Renee. I get that.
We're all bad.
But my point is, now I'm about to announce, and I will make the announcement right now.
Right now?
That next week on this program, from Ready Player One, the hottest movie out going, it's one of the biggest movies that's out right now, Steven Spielberg, Ready Player One. And then on top of that, from the upcoming Deadpool 2.
Ooh, Deadpool 2.
And formerly of Silicon Valley. I don't know how many more clues Joe could have fucking got.
I'm sending out emojis.
Actor and fucking stand-up comic and all-around fucking awesome dude, TJ Miller will be on the program next week.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yes, TJ Miller will be on the program next week. Now, here's the fucking problem. The reason why I'm saying we look bad right now is because now I'm saying that someone that this is like a mythical beast, TJ Miller. You know what I mean? Like doing this rinky dink fucking show. And I'm getting TJ Miller being on the show. I can show everybody in this room every fucking email. I have the confirmation email that I got this morning, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. On top of all that, we just had a guest blow us off. So now I'm saying that somebody's coming on the show next week who's bigger than this person.
Yeah.
Okay.
In like, better show up.
In some circles, he's bigger than Jessie Jane.
Well, that's
and Jessie Jane blows us the fuck up.
Yeah.
So how do I? You mean like? I know Renee's telling me in the Facebook Live suite is saying that you don't look like assholes, but I feel like I look like assholes. I also feel like I let Pervy the Clown down, and I love fucking Pervy the Clown.
And you have a giant asshole.
And I have a giant asshole.
You have.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
You have and you
Joe
are.
Joe would like to plug it.
No.
Renee is saying that she's the asshole, as in Jessie Jane. I don't know what's going on, so I don't want to call her an asshole. I'm not trying to burn a bridge.
She may be drunk in an alley somewhere.
Well, I mean, something might have happened.
Could
Why
be.
Do you go right to the bad thing?
Well, it could be, you know.
Why are you making her an SVU case? I'm just trying to fucking say that she flaked on us. There's no, which we were fucking pre-warned about.
SVU case.
Would you just get that?
No, I'm just laughing.
Drunk in a fucking alley, you just got that? I'm just saying, I'm not trying to shit on her.
I don't know, I'm making this up as I go.
Because I don't know what the fuck is going on. I mean, something might have happened.
Right.
I'm not trying to be a dick to Jessie Jane. But it makes me look like a dick when I'm promoting TJ Miller, who, is like literally... If you Google his name, he's done a lot of shit.
Right.
He's been in a lot of movies. He's a movie star, a TV star, a stand-up comic, which is why he's coming. He's done comedy specials.
You got an appearance somewhere coming up?
Yeah, and he's coming on the show gracious enough to do this fucking podunk fucking show. Okay?
He's a nice guy.
And now I'm promoting the bigger fucking name celebrity coming on next week.
Yeah.
Okay, that Joe couldn't figure out if I gave him fucking his name on a piece of paper.
I bet you he doesn't drink.
I...
And then I got fucking literally like as one guest doesn't do the show at all, boy, on the other hand, I'm telling you how great of a fucking guest I got next week.
See.
I can't win. Sometimes I think the universe is out to just fuck me over.
That's good, baby.
I really do believe that.
There is some sort of universe.
Because I had such I had such a humongous fucking day at work today.
It was a good day or bad day?
Huge fucking day. Huge, great fucking day. Got to hang out with the Stern people and do Howard Stern stuff today at work. I got to literally rub shoulders with people that I do revere in the business.
Did you rub shoulders the way Joe rubs shoulders?
No, no, it wasn't that creepy.
I was
going to
say they're not going to let you back in.
I also left my pants on. Could've Joe been. Has a tendency just to drop drawers and rub your fucking shoulders.
Could have been nice.
Okay, I meant rubbing elbows. I said shoulders. Obviously, I'm slightly annoyed right now.
You rub penises.
I rubbed penises with the creme de la creme. Okay?
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
So I'm like up here in fucking the stratosphere. I came home. I floated home on cloud nine.
You were in a good mood when
I was
you
in a great
in.
Mood. I was in a great mood when I came here. Even though Eeyore with the fucking ponytail was in a shit mood.
Yeah, Billy was in a bad mood.
Billy was in
mood.
Just a cock sucking mood.
Came flying in. His feet were off the ground. I couldn't believe it.
You float anywhere. That's a good one.
Ooh. I do float. Have you ever seen me swim?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he's
now,
like a balloon.
And then this fucking AIDS patient starts fucking yelling at me over here. He's a grumpy cocksucker,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's true.
And then I'm like all happy. I'm like, Jesse Jane, I have jerked off to this woman. I have killed more children than Columbine for this woman.
Yeah.
Mostly they're all my spawn and they're on my sheets, but I killed them, okay? For this woman, I have done this. For this woman, because I'm in love with this woman.
And you will do it again?
And I'm excited. I'm like, oh, my God. And they proposed it. Wow. I went, oh, she's available. I would love to have her on the show. Wow. Please make this happen.
Yeah.
And now, nothing. Bump kiss, zip, zero, nit. Thank you, Danny. Sad music.
Yeah, play sad music.
Very good.
Yeah, that's good.
And then, I have to go on my program and promote the fact that TJ Miller is coming on next week, who's a big celebrity.
A big celebrity.
He's in the number one movie.
Number one.
Steven Spielberg movie.
That's right.
Ready Player One. Big fucking deal.
Yeah.
He's in the upcoming Deadpool 2.
Ooh.
He was in Deadpool 1.
Yeah.
One of my favorite motherfuckers in the world.
Deadpool bingo.
All right. Yeah, Joe's finally getting all the clues. They're rolling in.
I even got the TJ Hooker call.
I'm waiting till tomorrow. He's going to call somebody up and go, you know, I know what we're talking about.
That was the fun.
And Sully from the Sully Show wants to call in and berate Joe. That might make me happy. I don't know. I only got 7 minutes, though, so I don't know.
Jesus, Sully, you don't have much time. You should have called in earlier.
I'm sure he can get it in pretty quick.
All I know is that now I'm sad. And I wasn't sad, and I don't want to look like an asshole.
An asshole.
To my fans, to the people that download this show.
Yes.
And then I promise you.
Danny, cover up the mirror. We don't want him looking at himself.
Damn right, please.
Down
maybe he'll snort coke off.
I don't look. No, but see, I'm serious. Because this is my career. This is not a hobby. This is what I want to do with the rest of my fucking life, which probably will end early because I'm fat and I'll have a heart attack, but the rest of my life.
He's only got a few months to live, folks.
Exactly.
Oh, great.
Joe picture in the end.
I'm not fat. This might be a tumor. I don't know.
Don't know.
What I'm saying, though, is I don't want to come across that I'm fucking a loser.
Can I
with guests that just fucking don't appear and then come on the fucking same episode and promote the bigger fucking star. Gets me angry.
Don't you?
Gets me angry because you know what? I try, folks. I try to do a great show. We try to go out of our way. Even Billy, who's like driftwood with a fucking ponytail. He fucking shows up, and he's in a grumpy mood, but he still did a great show. Ooh. Good fucking sound effects today.
And he dyes his hair.
We learned about that today.
I can't believe it, Bill.
Java boy.
Yeah, he's a little faggoty, vain motherfucker and dyes his hair.
I've been doing that since I was like 25. I don't know.
Wow,
you've been gay since you're 25? Congratulations.
Dying the hair. Dying the hair, silly.
Yeah. And then even Danny didn't suck today, even though he was on his phone a lot.
They did.
Playing Tetris. I don't know what those kids do nowadays on their smartphones.
We ain't found shit.
He ain't find shit. I don't know what he's doing.
Really?
And even Joe, even though Joe was doing this into the microphone a lot.
I was eating popcorn.
He didn't snore today. That's a plus.
No, because his mouth was full of popcorn.
Yeah.
See? Now I'm an emotional eater on top of everything.
Oh, my God. This is like Nightmare Central.
It's Nightmare Central.
That's right.
Thank you, gay voice from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
I don't know.
You people don't understand. I'm on a deadline here, folks. I have to get my career and my life in order. Don't you seem to get this? This is not a hobby.
He's making an order.
This is not a hobby.
I'll have two burgers.
This is a job.
He's going to eat himself to death, folks.
I'm literally going
to... Oh, don't look at me. I'm a mess.
I'm a mess. I'm a joke on my own insides, you fuck.
We'll send you to Texas, the doctor now. Give you bypass surgery.
No, but like seriously, am I wrong?
He's under Dr. Phil pretty soon.
Am I wrong? Do we? Look, I know Renee's a friend, but do we come off like assholes? Is it going to be believable? Because now I have to promise that TJ Miller's going to be here next week.
We got to go to his apartment and bring him here.
I'll hop on a plane to California and do that.
He has an apartment. Does he live on the street?
No, he may have like a big giant mansion.
Oh,
we don't
you
know.
Think so? Yeah. Well, some people.
Renee said we did a great show. She's telling me to cut my shit.
Yeah, cut your shit, man.
Now, does that mean whining. Does that mean slip my wrist? What does it mean?
She wants you to get more fatter and go to Smash Bros.
I want to go to Smash Bros.
Yeah, I'll go there.
I'm an emotional fucking eater. I will go to Smash Burger and order. But by the way, please visit the Smash Burger on the corner of Amboy and Armstrong here in Staten Island, New York. Please check smashburger.com for further details. I wish to God.
If you want a serious burger.
You know, because no, seriously, like they're all dropping like flies, Joe. Yeah. Imus left.
I know.
Stern leaves in a couple of years.
I know.
You know, like Bubba. I don't even know if Bubba's still doing radio.
Yeah, he's over.
There's only one. You got Mike Halter in Florida, who I love, who's friends with us, friends with the show.
Not anymore. I haven't seen him anymore.
You don't know. You haven't
he
seen
doesn't Halter? Pop up on here anymore.
He's listening.
I think he's a.
He just moved into a bigger mansion. Shut up. Because he got his shit in order, and he's from Staten Island, and he's on the fucking radio. Yeah. And I'm over here fucking staring at Danny for fucking 2 hours every goddamn Wednesday night, and I'm an emotional fucking wreck. God damn it. And why do I need a shrink? I don't know.
Double quick time. Stage right.
Maybe because I'm fucking doing goddamn radio in a fucking basement.
See? Try heroin.
It's an amazing studio, Joe. I'm not going to take that away from you. It's a fucking basement. Does it say SiriusXM on the walls? No, it doesn't.
That's not, I can do it for you if you like.
Please, Joe. Can you get a step and repeat? Just steal their logo, put it on the fucking wall.
Okay.
Make some shit happen. What, Billy? What?
Joe, can you get that chair that goes up and down the steps?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think it's the steps that are killing them.
The slow-mo chair there. Oh, God. Well, the show's over, folks.
And after all this, now people are begging.
Anything worth having is worth a little work.
They want, shut up, Paula! Fucking Paula Deen. Choke on butter.
I love it.
Shut up, you hate the N-word. Be quiet. Or you love the N-word. I haven't figured it out yet.
Well, she has a jockey on her lawn.
What? She has what?
She has a jockey on her lawn. Pay attention. I speak stupid.
We're going to gain weight this weekend.
He's going to gain some weight this weekend. Shut up.
You know, Joe likes to start off a sentence and then mumble the rest of the way through it.
So. And now fucking Keith is in the chat room and he wants, he's like, oh, is Stormy Daniels coming on? Shut the fuck up, Keith. What's it, Stormy Daniels? Motherfucker.
Joe
Burt Reynolds
there.
Will be here next week.
No, TJ Miller from Deadpool 2 and now playing in theaters wherever you are, Ready Player One from Steven Spielberg. The motherfucker is in a Steven Spielberg movie, and he's coming on this show. Oh. That's pretty fucking big.
Are we going to have Steven
And now all that has to happen is a cancellation during the week or the day of. It's like, oh, guess what? His plane is delayed. Fuck everybody.
He's going to hear this show and go,
are you kidding?
This guy's nuts.
I'm firing my agent.
Look, I think he's going to listen to this show and see the fucking, the passion and the overeating that I do.
Yeah. And the lasagna that you do.
And he's going to go.
There's no truth in advertising.
Yes, there is, you fucking pinky.
I'm telling you.
Why am I acknowledging every fucking sound effect with who does it?
I don't know.
Like, I literally just had a conversation with Paula Deen like she was here.
At least, well, there goes his tip.
I don't know who that one was. At least you played when I didn't know.
Oh, God.
Renee, if you're going to come down here, bring some Smashburger. At least we'll have fucking Smashburger next week.
Yeah.
Let's have it catered. Let's feed these fucking assholes. and by assholes, I mean me.
Bring some of those fried pickles.
Those fried pickles are delicious. Yeah. By the way, Smashburger, I gotta say, it's not just because Renee and Mike own the fucking Smashburger. Can I really explain how fucking amazing Smashburger is? It literally is. It's amazing.
That's a serious burger.
It's a serious. You ain't fucking around.
Yeah.
You ain't fucking around like this show ain't fucking
that
around.
Right, baby.
TJ Miller next week.
No, wow.
Yeah, listen. Free speech is never silence, so always speak the fuck up. Every member, if you're gonna fuck that chicken, make sure that it went to Smashburger first. Because guess what? That's the only people that are reliable.
Load a condom first.
Yeah. Until then, in between you snorting condoms, I say AMF. And you know what that means, Danny, right? It means adios, motherfucker!
Shut up already!
Danny,
the
tell
him! The show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.